This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We do have to talk, though, guys, about the Atlanta Braves once again yesterday and the bullpen game that was the opener. And look, I wanted to get to this on Which One Wednesday. We have talked a little bit about Austin Riley, Marcell Ozuna's strike zone, which is, Grant McCauley tweeted it yesterday, is on-base percentage 100 points higher right now than it was last year because his strike zone has shrunk so much. But there were times he was not clutch. Ozzy, obviously, I think, was the biggest offensively, the biggest letdown yesterday. Obviously, a couple of opportunities with runners on base. The base is loaded, four-pitch strikeouts. He is not in a good place offensively, and it's frustrating because so many other pieces are. Matt Olson hits a tater yesterday. I bought stock on him a week ago. He has been on an absolute tear for about the past 8 or 9 days, and it's resulted in a lot of wins. Austin Riley, some good at-bats yesterday. hits a liner like 110 miles an hour and gets out, and then hits like three more ground balls, and he gets on base for all of them. So
he's red hot, by the way.
He is, ding. He is red hot. And I was going to bring up Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy is absolutely tearing it up at the plate right now. So a lot of offensive things starting to fall in. You just have to think, and this is the question I want to start with, Bo. Had you had Spencer Strider on the mound yesterday, what do you think the odds are that you could have come away with a victory?
Well, if you get the Strider, because I thought Strider was pretty good. I didn't think he was, like, phenomenal.
Wasn't Spencer Strider good last week?
Well, but that's what – in fairness – it was his first start in, I don't know, almost a year. He gave you five innings.
It was over a year.
Yeah. He gave you five innings with two earned runs. If he gave you that exact start, you lose last night. You just do.
Well, whoa. Slow down for a second. You lose because based on everything else that happened. But that's assuming that all the decisions you made – would
that's
have
true.
Lined up.
That's
not,
true.
That, you know,
that's
you
true.
You
but
that
here's the
account.
Deal. Here's the deal. Maybe you put Bummer. Do you want Bummer to go to go out for a second? Two innings. I think Bummer was out there for. I want to double check. I don't want to get it wrong because I want to make sure that I'm giving you the right stuff. But you went with Bummer. Yeah, for two innings. You don't go for him for two innings. I say you go one inning if you use Bummer at all. You'd probably use Dylan Lee. You won't use him for 1 2/3. You'd use him for an inning.
Right.
So maybe then, that's six at seven. So then maybe you use Deisabel Hernandez in the eighth and maybe Iglesias in the ninth.
There you go.
But you go with that, and it is a save situation for Iglesias.
Yep.
So maybe, according to Abe Gordon, he's got it all of a sudden. Because he's not better, I don't think that I'm not.
Abe ain't worried, man.
I'm not as bought into that, and I think it's an. Abe and I talked about it at length when we did middays a couple weeks ago. I'm not as bought into that theory that he's better, but there is some truth to Abe's point about how he pitches.
Pitches contact.
Yeah. But that's who he's always been. So maybe you do win. I'm just not. What my point is it's not given that you do. The Cardinals they've hit some hard balls in this series. They have been aggressive at the plate. And to me, the way you – to me, that might have – the way you get Striders, you'd be patient. So – but you have to, at times, fight balls off, too. So I don't know. It's hard to say. You also had won four straight. And as a team that had not won two straight coming into the series with the Twins, it's hard to say, well, yeah, you roll off a fifth straight. Look, yeah. Today they play at noon. Mike Mikolas, who is out there, against Bryce Elder. You need that Bryce Elder that every other start will give you six innings and two earned.
Yes.
Or every third start or every fourth start or whatever it is.
It's funny you bring that up. And let me just stop you there because whatever you're about to say, I thought about this matchup today. And I think the Cardinals are probably having the same conversation about Mikolas that we're having about Bryce Elder right now. Like, you need the good Mikolas to show up. He's had stretches in his career. Their numbers are like nearly identical. Mikolas 0-2, 7.64 ERA, 1.58 whip. Bryce Elder 0-1, 7.20 ERA, 1.53 whip. Like, both of these teams are saying, look, hopefully we get it in and the rain holds off. Right now it looks fine outside. Both of these teams are off tomorrow, so you could see this stretch out very long today. But I think, to your point about Bryce Elder, both of these teams are looking at his starting pitcher going, dude, like, no pressure, but we could really use one of those starts, those throwback starts from you from a couple of years ago.
Well, this is why when people say, Bryce Elder's not a major league pitcher. You know, now the five home runs is what crushes Elder in the stat line that you read. That's almost identical in every way other than home runs. That's what's crushed Elder, and that's because of, I think, at times he doesn't have the velocity to get it by you enough. You know, it's easier to get one out. Elder is not good enough to be an everyday starter in a team that is trying to play for a World Series. I'll agree with people there. Okay, agree with you there.
You don't think he's good enough to be a starter if the Braves have World Series aspirations?
I'm not sure. Well, right now, with the way this pitching rotation is, I'm not sure if you can rely on him to make every fifth day. Yeah. I'd rather have A.J. Smith-Shawver up here.
I feel like that's going to be what it is. I think you want to keep Bryce Elder going because, to your point, you've said this. You've been saying this for the last year. You need to keep all these arms fresh. You don't know what Ronaldo Lopez's future is, and Bryce Elder needs to be a part of the fold. A.J. Smith-Shawver, I expect, to your point, that he will be part of this rotation at some point this year. I don't know what he's trying to get worked out in the minor leagues, but evidently there's something. But he seems to have the more electric stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think guys like Bryce Elder have a place on a team like this. And it is simply to come in and bring consistency. Is he consistently going to give up five runs every start? I hope not. But at least you know that there is a Bryce Elder that you can stick in there and hopefully get some bullpen rest either way.
Dude, I would love Bryce Elder on this team as – maybe that position that Blewett was in last night, or the maybe Jesse Chavez role that we've seen. To me,
yes,
that'd be great. And that's something for Bryce Elder. I don't disagree, though, with fans that our rotation needs to be better. It's hard to say that every fifth day I've got to roll out Elder, and you don't know that what if I'm going to get the guy that gives up five home runs or the guy that can, you know, locate and throw strikes and strike people out. The fact that his walks is only at five so far after 15 innings, I actually like that. That means he's locating, but he can't have him get, you know, give up four runs every start. I just can't. You won last time he did it, but to me, I would come here and praise Bryce Elder tomorrow morning if he pitches six innings. If he gave me a quality start, which by the book is six innings, three earned runs. Dylan, I give us a quality start every day. That's right. Michael P. Hopefully it stands for playmaker because that's what we're going to get tomorrow night in the draft. I'm probably going to take a bottle with me down to Mercedes-Benz. I'll tell you this. The food's normally pretty good down there.
Don't forget, but I'm sending you some Buffalo's cafe wings. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You're going to send me like some fries or something with it?
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I might save that for your Friday night. You know, baby in the house. Yeah.
Yeah, or you know, you could, or if you send it Saturday during the show, during that noon to four show.
Oh, you're right, dude. Yeah, our noon to four show Saturday. Yeah. I'll bring in some Buffalo.
That'd be great.
That's a good call.
I could, you know, start with some wings.
You got to pick it up, but I'll get it.
And my friends at Baron Burns. Don't forget, also my friends, New Round Brewing, the Owl Inn Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. So,
what do you?
I was all set up on where I was going to go, and I changed. I did an about face because Ross Bjork, former Ole Miss AD, now Ohio State AD, decided he was going to talk. I don't know why. I don't need ADs talking, but I like Josh Brooks at Georgia. He can talk. He's my dude. I actually like him a lot. But he came out and talked about, you know, what's going on with college football playoff and if he had anything he would kind of change what he wanted to do. And he talked about, you know, disruptions that they've had with it. And he's like, you know, when we're sitting here with commissioners and our job is to provide feedback on what it's like to go through the 12-team playoff, it all gets impacted by the calendar. And I felt it was important to lay out with everyone in the room to say, separate from the college football process, if we don't fix our calendar as an industry, then we're going to continue to have unintended consequences. And he talks about the fact that that January 6th classes started this year for Ohio State and some other schools. And he's like, look, when you don't have class, there is no limit to the CARA hours, which is countable athletically related activities, which is a 20-hour rule, as we know it as fans,
yes,
where you can only have 20 hours as an athlete to do
20 hours per week.
Yeah, to work with your coach and staff. And he goes, that created disadvantages, and you know, with the NCAA structure, the portal is the next big conversation. And after the House case, and truly, what kind of rules can we set? Well, we have the authority to, around transfer rules to set some parameters. And one of the things he has talked about is making the transfer portal a 10-day period in May for fall sports. And talking about with this what the House settlement is and if it's approved, that players are going to be signing revenue-sharing agreements with schools from July 1st to June 30th. So basically saying, so if they transfer in May, it's outside of that, right?
Yes.
And having that. So basically, he wants to flip this calendar around. I actually love the May transfer portal because it doesn't affect the college football playoff. And then you make guys go through spring, and then in May they can transfer. I don't like it in December.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. And there is a lot to be said about different sports, different windows, different times of years. Everything Ross Bjork's saying, though, makes – a ton of sense here. And he asked the question, will we have the authority, you know, around transfer rules? What, you know, what's coming out? I like it though, man. Be proactive. It's like he just said, I don't want to be reactive anymore. Be proactive. Have the rules set in place. A lot of things are going to change in the coming months about college sports, and it needs to. I think we all agree, no matter what you feel about college sports, change needs to come, or else this model that we currently have, not sustainable. And hopefully we can get that point in the right direction. Squid, good luck getting the baby to sleep more throughout the day, and you will be back with me tomorrow morning. Feels like Thanksgiving week. You know, where Thursday's the big day, and you got to get to Thursday, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know, on vacation. Tomorrow, all NFL draft. Friday will be React.